head up, making a meal head up, like heated up, or ugly.
You've acted ugly, which means you've acted bad.
Uh-huh. Okay, how about someone who's about to lose their temper, they're about to get mad, you tell them just...
Take it easy. Settle down. Don't get so upset.
Mm-hmm. Like in a burning building, maybe. The police chief will come in, he'll tell the people, okay, look, just...
Take it easy.
Okay.
Settle down.
Keep...
Quiet.
Keep quiet.
Keep quiet.
Uh-huh.
Keep still.
Right.
Don't do anything rash. Don't get in a hurry. We're going to get you out of here. All right. We're going to take you out and you're going to be all right.
Okay. You mentioned being tired before, right? Are there some other words for that? Like...
Exhausted.
Okay.
Played out.
Played out, yeah. Pooped.
Pooped.
Yeah.
Yes, completely pooped.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't take any more. I'm pooped out.
Okay. How about if you use the word the term wear out, like don't wear me out. You might say he's all
worn out.
Worn out. Uh-huh.
And it's easy to wear out anyone with persistent doing.
Okay. Let's see. A while ago, we were talking about buildings in the
downtown.
Community. I was about maybe mentioned this before, but you've done lots of research, I see, like in about history and stuff. Where do you go to get that? What kind of building?
A library.
Mm-hmm.
And usually a specific research type library.
Okay.
Incidentally, the Ponce de Leon Hotel and the other hotels are built over a creek and piling. Longleaf pine piling were drove into the soft muds of the creek until the piling would hit hard bed rock if it was one piling on top of another, and it made a solid foundation in that complete area. The railroad office buildings, three in number, were also in later years constructed the same way. Jacksonville Terminal was constructed in a creek area, and the piling were driven there to put the foundations down. Flagler brought in some of the best Italian artisans in the world at the time these hotels were being built to build a place of perfection. And you should go there, at least go into the rotunda. And just look around, and if you get the opportunity to go into the dining room and see the beautiful works of art, frescoes, paintings, and whatever, it's well worth your time.
Okay. In the library or in your office, when you work, what do you sit at?
At a desk.
Okay.
And.
Okay. And what's in a classroom? You might find a lot of, like the plural of desk. You might find 10. Of these in the room, right? Okay, each child's working at his own desk, right? And when the room is empty, it's just filled with...
Chairs and desks.
Desks, right?
Yes.
Okay. okay, in town or in the city, I'm not familiar with St. Augustine, but they must have some, an open place in the city where there's some green grass and trees. Do you have a name for that, like in the center?
Yes, we call it plaza.
Uh-huh.
And a park.
Mm-hmm.
We use both expressions. Plaza was our original name, and later they established other open areas, and they now call them parks.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay, how about in the city where there's an intersection between streets? If you're standing on one corner, and you walk to the opposite corner across the street, how would you say you walked? Like, is there a name for that, walking across like that?
A catty corner or diagonal.
Yeah.
Walk diagonal across, but we would usually use the word